Now, we might have a look at a few of the Cox Plate chances come tomorrow afternoon, and we might start with the discussion on the three-year-old, Animo. First of all, here's James Cummings talking about Animo's chances.
He has drawn wide barriers in all of his Group 1 attempts outside of the mid-draw and the size. Listen, it's not so bad compared to the wide draws and the Blue Diamond and the Slipper. I mean, they were really going to make things hard for this horse to win those races, and that's the way it unfolded. But it's not so bad. You know, thinking about this race, we think that it gives him every opportunity to be ridden for his asset. And without giving that much away, I think it's clear that at the very least, Animo is the type of horse to let things unfold, and his best performances have been able to come from when jockeys have been able to ride him with that sort of confidence. Animo's had the chance to do his best, and I think that that's the way it needs to unfold when you imagine Animo possibly winning this race.
So how does Craig Williams ride Animo tomorrow, Dicko?
Oh, I think he jumps, and if he pings, he do whatever he wants. Might sit a little bit closer, but it's favourite to be last. I think he gets going sort of past the school, and I think it's sort of Castelvecchio style. He's near or hits the front just almost as they're finishing the corner.
Can you tell, looking at your data, Dicko, that gives you confidence that he'll run a strong 2,000 metres?
Yeah, just before Gator spoke about Forgot You sectionals and how strong he was and has been a few times and how strong they were late, and the Guineas was a good tempo, and I'm sure Gator will back this up, that Guineas figure was as big as there's sort of been recently, and he was still really strong through the line. So 2,000 metres looks a tick. He's got no weight when he does it. He loses Ollie, but he gets Willow, and I think what James said there is really relevant in that barrier 17, I think it was, in the Guineas, in a big field, was a real hurdle to overcome. A wide barrier in a 10-horse race it's not as big of a hurdle to overcome. I think the horse would be extremely hard to beat.
You backing up Gator, I mean, Dicko there, Gator?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, everything about that win tells me that the 2,000 won't be much of an issue. He was actually under pressure before Artorias in that race. I know Artorias missed the start and made ground, but Animo was stronger than him 4-2. Now, Artorias was a little bit stronger home, but, you know, Animo had spent some tickets to get to that point and was still strong through the line. And as I say, he was under pressure before him. So I think he'll run further. Whether or not he'll run further and be as strong in a Cox Plate, but to offset that, he gets the weight relief. I think the difference with Castelvecchio is Castelvecchio was a really strong 2,000-metre horse. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Animo looks it, but he's not as obvious to me. He's not as obviously a 2,040-metre horse as Castelvecchio. But if that horse can test Liz Grisher, then I think Animo can test the probabiles of this world, no doubt.
Building up to the WS Cox Plate, I think some of the most interesting quotes or interviews that I've heard or read over the last 3 or 4 days was from James McDonald. Now, he has a pretty good handle on this year's WS Cox Plate because he has ridden the majority of the field. He believes that there's a small question mark over the three-year-olds, whether they'll get a strong 2,000 metres. From that tactical perspective from J-Mac with Saki now, Gator, when do you think he pushes the button?
I don't know the answer to that question, and I don't think they're going to come out and tell us because they're not entitled to in a grand final give away their whole game plan. You know, we want transparency in racing. We don't have to give away your whole game plan. That's not fair.
Yep.
You know, still 5 million up for grabs. So, but what they don't want is a sit and sprint. I think what the trap they might fall into, though, is thinking the Caulfield race was won because it wasn't.
That is a very good point.
That's a great point.
Very good.
It's a great point.
So just with that, and we're about to have a chat about Probabile as well. In fact, we'll chat about Probabile now. Here's Jamie Richards talking about her chances in the Cox Plate.
Yeah, I think that's certainly a concern. No doubt about that. In my mind, I think 2,000 metres is right at the top of her distance range. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be anywhere to hide. There's going to be pressure on from at least 1,000 or 1,200, I would have thought. So, yeah, it's be an interesting race, and hopefully we can see the weather play its part, race on a good track, and hopefully we can be competitive.
Does anyone have any clue what the weather's going to do in the next 24 hours, Sharks? You're probably the best weather person here.
Studied meteorology for a while at uni.
How'd you go?
I passed.
Yeah.
I passed. Might have got a credit, I think.
Are you with Jane Bunn on Channel 7 or Lavinia Nixon?
I'm a big fan of Jane Bunn.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of
Lavinia.
I just
think she looks like fun. Yeah. I'd love to go to Friday night cocktails with Jane Bunn. I just reckon she'd be great fun.
Always smiling.
Yeah, she's just a happy soul. When you see her on telly and you just say, you know what? It's going to be a bloody good day today or tomorrow.
Back in the Get On days, we'd sometimes share a studio to get ready. What are they called? You know, makeup, all that sort of stuff.
This must have been after I got...
Always smiling. When we went to, like, the really elite, they had to chop.
No, they had to get rid of the dead weight when you... Yeah, thanks.
So that had to happen.
She knocked us back. We tried to get her on RSN 927 throughout the week, and I thought Michael Felgate would have... because Jackie works for Jane. And do you know how you got on your phone that people can know, they know if they've read your text messages? Maddie never sent her a text message, and she read it and never replied. Jane
never wrote back.
Jane Bunn, do you know how to get to Jane Bunn? Is legit. Kate Watts from racing.com. They are very good mates.
From Win TV days.
They are very very good mates. So if you want Jane Bunn, you've got to go to Watsy.
I saw a brother of Watsy down the local cafe the other last week.
Yeah, he lives around us. He was out for a run the other day. Yeah, he was.
Did you lap him?
I was running some time, yeah.
We should get Jack on this show. It'd be a little fun. Anyway, Dicko, talking about Probabil, back to Probabil. 2,000 metres, dry track.
Who? Yeah. Oh, it's a racing show, yeah.
Can she win?
What's that got to do with weather?
Yeah.
Jane Bunn.
Dicko, I asked the question.
Go, Dicko. Sorry.
Yep.
Are we finished with Jane?
Yes.
For now.
I think Probabil can win. I think it's very good to see what's his brother up and about. He's dominating, I reckon. Well, you still have a bit to do with him. Took a fair bit of money off him playing FIFA back in the day.
Okay.
But dominates at ping pong, young Jack.
Get back,
Probabil can win.
All right, then Gator, can she win?
I thought FIFA was a soccer thing. Is that a video game?
It's a video game, David. Not Atari either.
Oh, I love the Atari.
What about
you know what? The original Super Nintendo sold the other day for like $18,000.
Yeah, I read that.
Get it really?
I've still got one of them.
It's like $500,000.
No, not Mario Kart. Duck Hunt was the game. That was the game. And the dog, and it used to go, looked like it was jumping into the screen. It'd blow your mind when it did that.
I remember Mario Kart. I thought I was a harness racing driver driving Mario around the circuit and used to dictate
more turns. Than one horsepower.
Yeah, 100%. Now, Sharky, can Probabil win?
Yo, no.
No. I agree with you.
Can't.
I don't think she can
win. I don't think she's
a
2,000 metre horse.
Yeah, totally agree with you. I'd be taking her on every day of the week.
Yep.
Let's have a look at this race coming up, and then we'll go through the other Cox Plate runners straight after this race at Moonee Valley. Mark Power is the travelling foreman for Joseph O'Brien. They've got state of rest in the WS Cox Plate. No, but Michael Felgate had Mark Power on, I think, a couple of days ago. This is what he had to say about state of rest's chances.
He hadn't had too many runs at home. He had only one run before that in the Curra in Ireland, and then he travelled across to Saratoga and won that grade one. So he could be a horse in the improve, maybe. Fingers crossed, that's what we're hoping, anyway. I know that I can only speak for our lad in that sense, and our lad doesn't lack any speed, and he's got plenty of it. I don't think he'd have any problem. He hit the line well over 1900 in Saratoga, and I don't foresee the 2000 metres being a problem.
All right, then, Gator. I'll go to Sharks here because Sharks is our international expert. Saratoga form, I think he rated 96 to win that race. Is that good enough to win a Cox Plate?
Look, it was a good race. There were a couple of Europeans in it. There was a horse called Cadillac, and there was another horse called Bolshoi Ballet, who's a very good horse. He was favourite for a derby at one point, and Cadillac's a pretty serious animal as well. But what this horse did, and it was smart, I liked the fact they went to Saratoga because it's got a bit of a tight turn to it. So it was a real test out. Around a sort of Valley-esque circuit, I guess you could say. What he has, this horse, is a turn of foot, and it's an elite turn of foot, and it'll get you out of trouble at most grades of racing anywhere in the world. So he is extremely unexposed. I think we'd probably, if you want to compare him to Adelaide, which a few people had, or, you know, have tried to do, Adelaide had more form in better races. But this horse had a bit of a sounder two-year-old prep, and he showed good talent behind good horses. But they have basically hidden him. They've tucked him away, Gator. His first up run behind Four Home Two, who's here now and it's a proper horse, was very good. And then straight to America, and then that's it. Mm. So he is so unexposed. He is, without doubt, the X factor in this race. We don't know how he's going to go if the track's rain affected. But if we miss the rain, if it's a good track, like I'm having a good bet on this horse. I just think it could be something out of the box.
Mm. Yeah, look, he's certainly in my quarter. I think Shark's points are valid. I'm not sure I can liken the Valley tightness thing, you know, in a different hemisphere, but I like what you're thinking.
You know, I'm trying to find something.
No, I like it. I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that I'm not sure it's overly relevant, but I like it. It's likable.
Do you find, sorry.
Trying to build a picture, you what know? You, yeah. I'm building a, you
you're
know,
a painter.
Can you
painter
see them, the cunning Irish over there planning? Like, yeah. Oh, dilly dear potatoes. We'll send this off to Taratorga and we'll have a look at ours. Like the Valley, you know, that's yeah, what it'll be. That's what they did.
What I liked, Gareth, is he stepped to a trip for the first time in his life, and it was a PB. Oh, love that stuff.
100%.
Love that.
And Star Spangled Banner is his old band, which is great, I think. Bit of an Australian feel about it. Sharks.
It is. Johnny Allen's Australian-Irish.
Well, he's Irish, isn't he?
Johnny's
but he's Australian.
Flags, yeah, our man. Johnny.
Is he Ben Allen's dad or not?
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
I'd be surprised. They've got different DNA. But, yeah. Yeah.
One's Australian, one's Irish.
Is Dicko now reclining on some sort of Dicko's lazy boy? Like, he's moved out of camera. He's moved off to the couch.
Yeah,
I'm I don't think the that's the racing on in the background either.
Now, yeah. I know Richo. I've heard Richo throughout the week, guys. He's been really keen on State of Rest. So
has he?
Are you surprised that he's $11? I'm just asking Sharks here because Gold Trip was shorter in the market than him before.
Do you know
he
why
came
it's 11
out?
Bucks?
Yeah, why?
It's because Australian punters like backing what they know, which is why most of the time when European horses come in the spring, you get a really good price about the best horses in the race.
Dicko, what are you thinking about this Irish galloper trying to win a Cox Plate?
I actually agree with almost everything the Sharks said, and I think in the big sort of international races recently, the big players, whoever they are, identify the really good import and they steam it. Like, Van Dyke was steamed in the Caulfield Cup. Sir Dragon A was like 15s into 8s last year's Cox Plate. The good horse that ran second in the Melbourne Cup, they just backed it. And everything they backed ran a huge race. So I think this will be the one that they steam. And when they do, we're going to have to go with it.
I would love to listen to Gator tomorrow morning on Sky Racing 1 with Tony Brassel and just use a few of Dicko's terminology.
They're steaming this.
Yeah. Hey, Brass.
I'm writing a few down, I'll tell you. It's going to add a bit of colour to the coverage.
Hey, Brass, I think this horse is just going to steam to victory. What do you think?
Poor old Brass would know.
In the market, it's a steamer, the big steamer.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he's a wrestler.
Yeah.
I can't believe you went with that.
Anyway, Cap Devont, Peter Snowden, this is what he has to say about the other three-year-old in the WS Cox Plate.
You can't see a lot of speed there, really. The Annabelle's horse, probably the only horse that's got speed, there's genuine speed, so it's probably going to be running at a fast pace. So 49 kilos on the back is probably better off being up there rather than sort out the back and have to make it all take off at the one time because the speed there might have a bit more turn of foot than what he has. But he showed his best two runs that I've had him have both been over a mile now. That's the Champagne, and he's run the course with Guineas. They've been by far his best run, so I'm quite confident he's going to run the trip out well.
I'm no form guru, but I can't believe, Gator, that Cap Devont isn't closer to Animo in the market.
Well, logically, that what you say makes perfect sense. They crossed the line together, 0.001 of a second between them at the end of the fastest Guineas in history. You can argue, look, he was every chance, but you can argue if you want that he sort of dragged Animo a bit into the race, if you like. You know, you can argue that point. I'm not, but you can. And he's beaten Artorias into third, who I really rate. Time was there. His two best runs in his career are the only two times he's been at 1600. That's a good profile. Yeah. Animo and those horses touch him up at 1400. They're too slick. But at 1600, he was able to match motors with him. That gives him a live hope at 2000, in my very humble.
And speed map wise, it looks like Dicko, he'll be better placed than Animo.
I think he lands the coffin, if not throw back the fence.
Okay.
Which is, they're right, so box seat behind leader.
Yeah, there's another one.
Is that
coffin.
The coffin?
Yes.
I'm just writing this down.
Yes.
Is the rails trail the coffin?
Yeah. The coffin.
Behind the leader, coffin. Yeah, because sometimes you can't get out of it.
Yeah, the coffin, the steamer.
I watched Kill Bill. She got out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
She, hey, and she was extremely special.
Yes.
Yeah, I suppose. You've got to be good. That's
Kill Bill, and one of the all-time flicks.
Tarantino make any mistakes.
So yeah, good.
I'm backing Captain Bond. Like is it? So you wouldn't talk me out of it, Gator?
Captive on. Wouldn't talk you out of it. No. In my wider quaddy, but then I'll take a second quaddy and a third with Zaki one in.
All right, then Sharks. Captive on.
What's
can
that,
he
mate?
Win? Can he win? Should we?
No.
No. All right, then.
No. Captive on's got about as much chance as me on taking home a carload of beautiful young things in the Silver Bullet back in the day.
Okay. Dicko?
More importantly, this non-alcoholic
wine. He's obsessed with our man, the Shark, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He is.
I think it's going to be a big race. I think it drifts, though, slightly, and... he's going to need to be very, very good at that point in time to push out. He was three wide just with a truck, and he moved beautifully through the race there with momentum.
Geez, time's flown because the 55-second challenge is only 3 minutes away. Let's have a chat about the Cox Plate favourite, Saki, Annabelle Neesham. She's done about 1,050 interviews this week, and this is one of them.
In terms of tactics and the plan, I just leave it. I'm leaving it to James. He knows the horse. He knows how to ride it. I tell him to do something, he's not going to do, he'll just do what he wants to do anyway, which is fair enough because he knows the horse. So I'll leave that to him, and he'll just ride him on instinct. I don't think he'll know whether he's going to lead or be outside. I don't think he knows. I think he'll just ride him on instinct. And the one thing, you know, we do want is a good tempo and a high pressure race. And but you know, most Cox Plates aren't they? And hopefully those other two get in the field, and it's a field of 10 rather than 8.
So J-Mac jumps back on. How important is that, Gator? Because he knows the horse really well, and I think one of the most fascinating parts of this Cox Plate tomorrow is the tactics employed by J-Mac.
I think all of what you said is correct. I think the rapport with the animal is absolutely important, vital. You know, what we're banking on, and we need to decide before the race, because after the race I'll be able to tell you categorically. Mm-hmm. But before the race, I'm just trying to envisage him, this horse, reaching something like his very best. Now, he probably doesn't need to get to the Doomben Cup run where I was searching through all my records to find Might and Power's time. But he needs to do better than what he did last time. It's probably as simple as that.
Yeah. Dicko, do you think he can bounce back?
Well, he can certainly bounce back, but off both runs in Victoria, I just want to be against him. I thought he was wobbly at Sandown, and then he obviously lost at Caulfield. Very much entitled to be real short in the market off his SP profile and what he's done so far in Australia, but I just think off his last two runs, you can risk him.
Sharks, are you risking him?
Zaki?
Yes.
I don't know if I want to risk him. I don't know if I want to back him, though. I think there's better bets in the race. I'm just a little bit worried about his last couple of runs with his head on the side and laying in a little bit, and his action just doesn't look as fluent as it did during the winter months. Annabelle Neesham's got no issue with it, so that's sort of probably worth more weight than my opinion on how he looks, but it's just stuff you notice.
Yeah, look, I saw a great comment on Twitter, and back this up. It wasn't from Curly because he's blocked. But
yeah. Oh, how did Aston Zeeble go? Can't keep talking.
From, yeah, I'll keep talking.
Race.
I was going to ask you a question.
No, keep going.
You do your tuna thing, and I'll talk to Dicko.
Yeah, what's the question?
Hawley. Yeah. I saw a great comment on Twitter. Like, how come we're all experts on how they look? Like, these people see the horse every single day for a year.
Yeah.
Should we trust what they're?
Do you
Should
know
we
why?
Trust their view or not?
Because at every yearling sale and at every time when people go and look at these horses and buy them and pay money for them and everything else, everyone's an expert and everyone sees something different. And that's why horses
get bought for 10 grand and win group ones, and horses get bought for $1 million and
a legless
can't win a maiden at sale. You know, that's the beauty of the game. Everybody looks at it and sees something different.
What's he got against Sale? It's a lovely track.
I love Sale. Yeah, good pies at Sale.
But Gator, this is just from an outsider looking in.
I can't tell that story on air, but Sale's been good to me.
Drag Sale into it.
This is just from an outsider looking in and listening to the different experts talk about Saki. So you've got someone like Dwayne Dunn. He's ridden multiple Group 1 winners, one of the great jockeys. He's had a question mark over him basically since that Sandown run. And you got other experts like Dicko saying that they're not happy with him. And then you get judges like the great Dean Lester saying that he's happy with him, and Guesty this morning saying they can't wait for him to show what he can do in the WS Cox Plate. And I guess that's what makes this great game so great, because you're either with Saki or you're not. I don't think there's anyone in between with Saki.
It appears that way. And I think... Go ahead, Dicko.
He's at that price in the market, isn't he, where you sort of, everyone's forced to have an opinion on him. And, you know, everyone's opinion's basically, like everything in life, governed by self-interest. So, obviously, Guesty's hoping the horse is flying, because he's going to get paid.
We love
Guesty
gets paid.
And I've backed Animo to win the Cox Plate a while ago. So, I think Animo's a certainty, you know. Like, and your position's very much dictated to by your self-interest.
So $3, what price does he get to? Or does he stay at the $3 mark? I think he'll firm in tomorrow. I think they'll come for him later, a bit like what they did with Incentivise in last week's Caulfield Cup.
Yeah, I think the difference there is this is totally anecdotal. I've got no evidence to back this up. But punters love to back a star on the rise that they think.
Yep, they do.
Because they want to be able to say for the rest of their life, I backed Martin Parry in a Caulfield Cup, and I did, by the way, at $10. Yeah.